Amazing.
That is amazing.
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 Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Welcome to The Fallen State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't forget to help us fight censorship by hitting thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. You can ring my bell. I have a very Mamma Mia, hola, si, senor, guest, interesting guest with me today. I have with me an actor, Iman Crossan. He's better known or also known as Afrocat. Afrocat. Afrocat.
What's up, man?
What's an Alpha Cat?
Alpha Cat. It's a screen name I chose in 2005, and it just stuck. So.
And does it have a meaning?
I love lions. So lions to me are like the alphas of all cats. So.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much it.
And so you are not a comedian. You're an actor.
I mean, I guess you could say I'm a comedian. I don't do stand-up, but primarily I'm an actor.
Oh, yeah?
And I do, you know, comedy, I do drama, everything in between.
So have you acted in anything that I'm familiar with?
Yeah, I acted in the White House in front of Obama doing my impression of Obama.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it like doing an impression in front of the Fallen Messiah?
It was... what it was like doing an impression in front of President Obama was... It was.
What did I say?
You said... It sounded like you said Fallen Messiah.
Right.
Interesting. If he was the Fallen Messiah, that would be to imply that he is the Antichrist.
Well,
and if he was the Antichrist, we wouldn't have a president after him.
Well, the reason I call him the Fallen Messiah because when he first ran, the blacks were saying, "Oh, he's sent by God. Mm. He's from God." They had all this; they thought he was from God. But by the end of his 8-year term, they were like, "No, he's from Satan."
Everybody's from God. now, whether he's a Messiah or not, I mean, that's a different story. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. So what was it like doing an impression in front of him? Did he invite you there?
He did.
And what made him invite you?
Because of my impression.
He had heard of you and seen you perform before?
Yeah, I had done a lot of videos online. I used to do a lot of like comedic parody spoofs as him rapping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that eventually landed me at the White House a few times.
And so what was it like in front of him doing that?
It was nerve-wracking. I mean, if you do an impression of anybody to them, you know, as an actor, it's a little nerve-wracking because you're wondering what they're thinking of that impression. If they, you know, I've had people, you know, impersonate me in a silly way, and it's kind of weird to see someone else do, you know, you, basically.
Right.
So it was a little nerve-wracking.
And so did you get a chance to talk to him afterward? One-on-one and hang out with him or anything?
Yeah, we talked very briefly, and that's when I actually ended up doing the impression. But yeah, it was cool.
Have you, let me hear you do Obama right now.
Oh, I'm off today.
You can have a little bit, just a little taste of it.
Oh, well, it's pretty easy for me to do. I could turn it off, I can turn it on. It's always there. However, I do endorse this message.
You sound just like me. It's weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
That's
it freaks me out a little bit, too.
So what made you decide? Did you just one day decide, you know what, I'm going to do just so you were hanging out at home and you decide, let me try to impress?
It came initially from a suggestion from a coworker because I was walking into work. This is when he was still a senator back in 2008 and was running for office. And I didn't really know who he was at the time. And someone cracked a joke as I walked into work, and they said, "Oh, here comes Barack Obama." And everyone started laughing. And I was like, "What?" And I saw the guy on TV. He actually happened to be on TV when she said it. And I was like, "You know what? Like, I'm tired of waiting tables. Like, this could be kind of a fun little impression to do to like on the internet to give myself some traction for my acting career." So you know, and it worked out.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
And while you're doing it, you kind of look like him. You like take on his image a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually, you know, doing an impression is kind of the point. I don't think like walking around, no one looks at me and goes, "Oh, you look like Obama." But like,
right,
you know, when I shave and, you know, the makeup and everything else, then it's more of a look.
Have you ever done one of Big Mama?
No.
No?
No.
Are you able to do one of her?
No, I definitely would not know how to do that.
Amazing. What did she have to say about your impression when you went there? You met her too, right?
Who?
Big Mama.
Who's Big Mama?
Michelle.
That's not her name, dog.
No, Big Mama Michelle.
No, it's just Michelle Obama, First Lady, Mrs. Obama, if you will.
How would you think about the 8 years of being in office? You were like doing the Hoochie Mama dance and...
What's a Hoochie Mama dance?
You know how ghetto women dance and stuff like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Were you embarrassed by that?
By what?
By her doing the Hoochie Mama dance with
Ellen. I never saw her do a Hoochie Mama dance.
Did you see her dancing with Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
What did you think about that?
That looked like they were having fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't Ellen pick her up or something?
They were doing a push-up contest, I think, at one point.
But didn't Ellen literally pick her up and carry her?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Maybe that was someone else. And so, did you meet her at the White House, too?
Yeah.
Did you talk one-on-one with her?
Briefly. There was a lot of people there, so they were kind of making the rounds and saying hello. And I was with my mom, so I kind of let my mom speak with her a little bit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
Does it bother you that Obama is a socialist?
No, because I don't see it that way. I think a lot of Democrats have some socialist type views or, you know, almost some kind of leanings in that direction. I wouldn't call him a socialist, though.
Do you like his socialist health care plan?
I do. I think with anything that's
new, did you like it?
It was such an overhaul of what we've had for such a long time. I think it obviously needed tons of, you know, help, but I think it was a step in the right direction. I don't think it was perfect, no.
So you like socialism?
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't even say that I would be, well-versed enough on the topic to go as deep as to say I love socialism. No, I wouldn't say that. I think that as a country, that we are in positions to be able to help one another in certain ways. Going into the depths of I love socialism, I would not say that.
Do you support socialism for others?
In what regards?
Like, the black people are asking for affirmative action, reparations. They want the white people to let them in without earning their wage just because they're black to get in. That's socialism. Do you support that?
I don't think that's what it is. I don't think black people, by and large, are looking to not earn their way in. I think a lot of people are working and earning their way in. They're just not getting the same respect and the same opportunities as some whites are getting. So I don't think it's about, oh, I don't want to work. I don't want to earn it. I just want to be handed things. There might be some, I think, in any group of people, whether it be white, black, or anything else, there's always going to be those certain people that kind of are a little bit off and make the whole group look bad. And there are some people in any group that want handouts. But I think overall, black people are worth the opportunities that they work and earn, you know.
But the reality is most black people, not all, but most, they tend to beg and blame and whine.
No, they
even
don't.
The men.
No, they don't.
Have you noticed the black men are
who has gotten in, who has gotten into your mind to make you say about your own people?
What people is that?
Black people.
Which people?
Black people.
What do you mean by that?
You have looked in the mirror today, right?
But they're not all
or
my people.
Or at some point.
Are you saying they're my people because I'm black?
I'm saying that obviously you identify with those people and you are from those people.
No, I don't. I used to, when I was in a fallen state, I identified with being black, but I no longer identify like that.
So you're implying that black people are in a fallen state. Yeah. What does that even mean?
Do you know what a fallen state? The show is called The Fallen State.
Right.
Do you know what it means? Do you believe human beings are in a fallen state?
I think that with anything in life, there's always a duality to anything. Nothing is ever, no pun intended, nothing is ever just black and white. So, yes, there might be some people on this earth, in this country, that have a fallen mentality, but at the same time, in that same duality, there's people that are elevated as well. There's many people that are elevated. It's not just people, it's not just all black people, it's not just all white people, it's not just all Democrats, it's not just all Republicans. There's some people that have a fallen mentality and they're stuck. There's a lot of people who are elevated. So you can't say that most black people beg and whine because they definitely don't.
But of all the cultures around the world, especially in America, it's mostly, there are other people following them now and trying to hook onto the wagon and beg and get free stuff. But if you notice, most black people lead the way in begging and blaming.
Not really. Have
you noticed that men don't even stand up? They beg the white man.
I don't know what begging you're talking about. I mean, if you were to pull up something like welfare, there's more white people on welfare than blacks.
Because there are more white people than black, but for the percentage of black, there are more blacks on welfare than whites.
Right, if you go by percentage, but the point is there's still more white people on welfare, and they've had more time to get it together, no?
Why do you think so many young people are into socialism?
I have no idea. I can't speak for them. You'd have to ask the ones who are into socialism.
You notice that they are into it, right?
No, I'm just going off of your question. I haven't studied the youth to know that they're into socialism. I haven't seen that.
You don't pay
what
attention.
I've seen is people that are usually of a Republican influence tend to label it as socialism because it's a good soundbite.
What would you label it as?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. That's a very broad stroke of the brush.
If you notice, what's that black woman name? That really nutty one. Kamala Harris. And Cory Booker. And the woman, the little Indian wannabe woman out of Boston. They're all promising socialism. And the blacks are
loving it. Are they promising socialism, or are you labeling it again?
We're going to give you free education. We're going to pay off your student loan. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you free everything. Mm. Is that socialism?
Is it not socialism that we pay for the armies?
Is that socialism?
Is it socialism that we pay for the armies?
No, but actually,
and the government and the railroads and the streets? And
then I'll come to
that. Why is it labeled socialism when it comes down to things that certain Democrats might want?
But I'm just asking, is that socialism?
You tell me. You brought it up.
You don't know if that's socialism, what they're offering to people?
I think there's elements of it that are socialist, yes, or socialism-based, but I don't think it's pure-out socialism.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I call it taxes. Isn't it what we pay?
But they're not paying for it. They
I know, but don't we pay taxes to pay for everyone's things?
Well, working-class people do so that we can get these people free stuff.
It's not these people, because you're implying black people, when everyone benefits from the taxes that we all pay.
So you're okay with that?
With taxes?
No,
who's happy about taxes?
No. With the blacks getting reparation, affirmative action, free health care, free everything. That's what they want. And that's why you
That's not true, because I'm black and I don't want free everything.
That's why you... Not all.
I think we do deserve a better health care system. I think there's places in this country or things in this country where money can be better spent than wars or, I don't know, Trump parades. There's things that we can put better money towards than just frivolousness, and then when we want to do things like teach kids or provide education or provide health care, things that really matter, we can't go all socialism. It's a little silly.
So you're saying that free health care is better health care?
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you said you think we deserve a better health care system.
System.
And then you talked about, because I asked you, the free health care, is that socialism? And you said, well, I think we deserve a better health care system.
Yeah, of course.
And so are you saying that free health care is better health care?
No, I'm saying we need a better social... I'm sorry, we need a better health care system.
And what is a better one?
Meaning the big pharma and the drug corporations who drive up the prices of these drugs for people who are dying and could use them, that's not necessary. You have people price gouging dying citizens. Meanwhile, the rich sit up and eat and get fed, and they lobby to keep these drugs at high prices. They lobby to keep solutions and cures out of the hospitals, out of the mainstream. They lobby for these things. So I'd be more concerned about that. I'm not concerned about why people want to share things to make education free or to make healthcare free or at least less. I'm not worried about that. I am worried about why no one asks about the big companies who lobby to keep drugs a thing that you have to get or that you must pay for, or they drive up the prices. That's more concerning to me.
So what is a better healthcare system?
That's a very, and you know this, that's a very loaded question and a very complicated one. If I knew what a better healthcare system was, like that intricately, I'd probably be running for a certain office myself. But the point is, we as people can sit down and talk about what would make it better, because we can't, you and I, despite our differences in opinion, we can both sit here and say our healthcare system is very flawed.
And so if you don't know what a better healthcare system is...
I think I just gave you insight to what I mean. I just said companies that are driving up prices on drugs for people that need them, that are dying, insurance that won't cover or help someone with a surgery that will save their life. I mean, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of a million things we can talk about that we don't have time to on this show.
So I'm black and I'm slow. So is that, what you just said, is that a better healthcare system than socialism, or is socialism?
Socialism.
Free healthcare better than what you just
said? The two aren't connected. Just because it's free doesn't mean it's better. I'm just saying that the fact that your average working American can't afford to go to the hospital. Most people avoid going to hospitals because of the bill. Because just going into the ER for something that's not even that crazy, but you need to go to the ER, the bill can be astronomical for a working class or a working poor person. So that needs to be addressed and fixed. How? I don't know. I'm not in office. These are things we need to talk to our leaders about that are educated on these things.
And so for that reason, black people should get free health care.
What's the obsession with black people? But because if we get universal health care or better health care system or whatever, that will benefit everybody. It's not just blacks. Guarantee you it's not just blacks needing the help. A lot of whites need the help too, probably more.
You think so?
Because, well, you said there's more white people, right? So right. That would mean more white people probably need the help.
A few days ago, you tweeted that black actors are getting more opportunities mm-hmm. in film and TV. Did black people earn these opportunities?
I'm not these actors. What do you mean?
Do you believe that they, now that they're getting more opportunities in film and TV, did they earn that?
You would have to talk to those actors. I would be inclined to say yes.
And how did they earn it?
Which actor are you talking about?
Why do you say yes, they earn it?
Did I say that?
Yeah. You said you would have to say yes, they earn it. How would they have earned it? How did they earn it?
By acting.
But if black people had not accused white people of being racist.
We didn't accuse. We didn't just accuse.
Oscars,
It's not an accusation. It's by and large fact.
Let me just finish this. If black people had not accused white people of being racist in the entertainment world and said not enough black people getting awards and all that, would as many black people be everywhere now in action on TV, in films, on billboards? Would we see that today they had not accused white people of being racist?
Those two things are not related. You're saying that because they accused white people of being racist, they got the roles. If we didn't accuse, that's just facts. If you don't know that that's facts, if you're not aware of the racism in this country, you are sadly misguided. Of course there's racism. It's not an accusation, it's facts. Now, whether they react to certain things out of guilt is another question. I can't speak. I don't know what they did. I know that there's a lot of hardworking actors who deserve roles and deserve to be featured. It's not just black people. So the minorities by and large. So it's not about, oh, did they earn it? I can't speak for them. There's too many gotcha questions. Too many like, oh, let me just say this really broad blanket statement and just see how you figure it out. Like I know how that works. And I'm not here for that. There's a lot of actors who are very talented. There is racism in this country. It still persists. It has always persisted. If we can't look at the history of killings, KKK, lynchings, all these other things, blacks not being able to vote, blacks not being considered a whole person, we don't need to have a discussion about whether people, if racism is real. If we have to have a conversation about that, then we are in the wrong spot. We shouldn't be having this conversation. Racism, of course, is real.
Would black people have gotten those positions in film had they not cried racism?
What black people have gotten that position in film had they not cried racism? I think black people have not gotten a lot of roles in film because of racism, yes. It's not because they cried about it, it's because they challenged the system, rightfully so.
And so, last time for that question, would black people, we see them everywhere now, gotten those positions had they not cried racism? Would they have gotten into those positions?
You can repeat the question all you want. That's just not how it works. And you actually read part of my tweet. My whole tweet was, it's a great time for black actors and we're getting more opportunities than ever, but I just wonder how much of this is because they actually want black people in these films or because, as always, black people are good marketing and PR. That was the whole tweet. So what my point was is that, yes, it's good that we have a good time. I just hope that people aren't casting blacks in certain or giving black people certain things just because they know it'll be controversial to do certain things or to cast a black person in this. For instance, they cast Chloe as Ariel in The Little Mermaid. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. The Little Mermaid is not an ethnicity. She's a mermaid. But I just hope that these opportunities are coming up because that actor, to them, to Disney's eyes or whoever the casting director's eyes, they felt like she deserved it. She's an amazing singer. I think she'll kill it. But I hope it's not a thing of like, you know what, if we cast a black person, we know this is going to be a huge PR campaign. So that was just an open thought I had in that moment.
I am, as most Americans are, 100% convinced that the only reason you see blacks in all these films and billboards and doing these things now because they have falsely accused white people of being racist, and most white people are afraid to say that they're not racist, so they're appeasing the blacks. I am 100% convinced, as most Americans are, and I'm sure you are too, you probably won't say it, that these blacks are not qualified.
Oh, they're very qualified.
No.
So name off the top of your head right now one actress that could out-sing Chloe for Little Mermaid.
That ain't the issue. I don't even know Chloe. I just think Chloe is black, right?
Huh?
She's black?
Chloe? Yes.
Okay. I guarantee you that Chloe...
I'm sorry. I'm calling her Chloe. Her name is... Sorry. Let me back up. It wasn't just about the singing. She can act. She can sing. She's talented. And everyone's saying she's not right for the role. That's the ultimate point that I'm trying to make.
You know why they're saying it, right? It's true. And secondly, if you notice,
true?
That she doesn't have the ability for the role. She's not qualified for it.
Oh, she's very qualified.
No. Is she black?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
So you're saying that she's not qualified because she's black?
Right.
And just to get separate the screen name, because I'm so used to it now, I was calling come by screen name, Holly Bailey. So she is very qualified for the
role. Let me tell you why she and most black people are not qualified. Mm-hmm. Because if blacks were qualified, they wouldn't be begging and blaming and trying to take white people's stuff and try to get in.
What's white people's stuff?
Without.
What's white people's stuff?
And try to get in without.
What's white people's stuff?
Let me just finish this.
Go ahead.
They wouldn't be trying to get into white people's world without earning it.
What's
white
people's
world?
They
would build their own and do their own thing.
You're so brainwashed.
But instead of being qualified, they're falsely accusing white people, and white people just giving it to them, and they're making them feel good. Oh, that nice black. Oh, you just acted so well. Come on, baby. You can do it. Mm. And blacks feel good. But they have not earned it because they have no shame.
That's just such a... it's kind of hard to converse with you because you kind of say a lot of blanket things that don't have much basis to it. She's very, like, no.
Then if she was so talented, why didn't she build her own thing?
What do you mean?
Why did she do her own thing? Why do blacks have to accuse white people and
did
take white people's
people?
Stuff? I don't know if she did, this particular, but I know that blacks in Hollywood have been Will Smith's wife, what's her name? Jada Pinkett Smith, yeah. They've been crying racism and carrying on.
Because there's a lot of racism.
So they have intimidated white people, and now whites have just given them whatever they want, even though they're not qualified.
That's just not the case.
Then why are the blacks doing it, and why are the whites giving
Did you not say at the top of this interview that there's more white people in this country, therefore there's a difference in ratio, there's more white people, right?
But whites are afraid of blacks.
Huh?
They're afraid of blacks.
I don't think that has anything to do with
casting
or opportunities.
They don't want to be called racist. The worst thing you could call a white person is a racist.
Who cares?
You don't care about white people?
No, I'm saying who cares if that's the worst thing you can say to a white
person? You don't care that affects whites in a negative way to falsely accuse them?
Not if they're actually racist. If someone's actually racist, then, I mean, you call it what it is.
If I
was actually racist, call it what it was.
Are white people racist?
That's a blanket statement, once again.
Are white people racist?
Are white people racist?
Yes.
Blanket statement.
What do you
question.
Mean a blanket statement?
It's a very broad question.
What
you
do
can't
you mean?
Say, because you can't just say, you can't lump a group of people together and say, are they racist?
So who
are there a lot of racist white people? Yes. Are white
do
people
you,
in general racist? You can't label everybody like that.
Do you know any white racist people?
Of course I do.
Who?
I grew up in, I was born in Kentucky.
Who do you know that, tell me the name of somebody that you know and they're racist?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, the great white hope is a racist?
Yeah, because he's a great white hope, but not a hope for everyone else.
Do you know, how do you know he's a racist?
I'll put it like this, because this is normally what happens, and I'm going to predict where you're about to try to go. Everyone does this. Who do you know? You just asked that, right? Who do you know? What has he done? What exactly? See, there's things in his life that people forget to do, which is feel. And I don't need to sit down and narrow down this proved, because nothing will ever really satisfy you or anyone else to prove that anyone's a racist.
Do you know President Trump?
But I've had a lifetime myself of dealing with it.
I ask you, who do you know that's a racist?
I can make up a name right now and you wouldn't know whether it's true.
Do you know President Trump?
Huh?
You know President Trump?
Do you know him?
No, you
defend him as if you do.
I ask you, who do you know that's a racist? And you said President Trump.
Yeah.
And do you know him?
He's the president. What do you mean?
Do you know him?
What do you mean, do I know
personally,
him?
Do you know him?
I know, yeah. I don't know him personally.
With the president
I don't need
you
to.
Call him a racist.
I don't need to.
Oh, you could just call him a racist because you want to?
You can just call black people liars and beggars even though you don't know them all?
Is this why you're calling the president a racist?
No, because I'm judging him off of what he said
why
to the American public.
Why do you call President Trump a racist?
Because it's clear.
What's clear about it?
Why else would you tell someone to go back to where they came from when they're from here?
So he told those
they're from here. One of them is not, but three of the four women are from here. And the one who's not from here became a citizen 6 years before Melania did. So why would you tell them to go back where they're from when three of them are from here and one's a citizen and one of them is a citizen before his wife was?
So are you saying that because the president said to four thuggish congresswomen, that if you don't like America...
Why would you call them thugs? Do you know them?
Because they are thugs.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I do shows about them every day.
But you don't know them.
I know. I study them. They're thugs. But let me ask you.
Not thugs.
So because the president said to three congresswomen, one is a refugee from Somalia, the alien woman who the American was kind enough to bring here out of some camp she was in back there, refugees mm-hmm. camp or whatever she was. Mm-hmm. And these people come here, they turn on America. They degrade the country. They put it down. They hate white people.
What did she say?
And so because the president said, if you're not happy here, you need to go back to where you came from, repair your area, then come back and tell us what we should be doing.
The fact that
you call him a racist for that reason?
Oh, yes. Because if you're saying that to people who are from here, that means you're judging them off of something else, which is skin tone.
How is that skin tone? He didn't mention their skin color.
No,
at
if he
all.
Said go back to where your crime infested places, that's also another thing to say to someone that's very obviously what you're saying. They're from here.
No, they're not from here.
No, the third one, the fourth one, she's not. There's one of them who's not from here. The other three, they were born here. They're from here. So to say that without any basis and without knowing what you're talking about, that means you're looking at someone, you're seeing the color. These are the four minority women that are there, and you're gonna say that to them without realizing they're from here. You're judging them off of something. You're not judging them off of where they're from because they're from here. You're judging them off of what?
So the only way a white man can disagree with.
It's not a disagreement.
Women of color.
Where would they go? Use your logic.
Of color. That's
what you're saying. Get out of your roboticness and use your logic. What does he refer to when he says go back to where you're from?
So because the president told women of color, mm-hmm. if you don't like America, mm-hmm. if you're that unhappy, go back to where you came from.
Which is
that
here.
That made him a racist?
Yeah, because they're from here.
That means he's assuming.
Why would he think they're not from here? Go.
No, I'm asking.
Why would he think they're not from here?
Well, Ilya
it could it be their skin tone?
And the other three.
It's probably their skin tone, Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing.
No, I have proof that you're a racist.
You definitely
you
don't.
Hear?
Let's hear your proof, Jesse Lee Peterson.
I can absolutely prove that you're a racist.
Uh-huh.
Because you disagree with a white man. You disagree with the president, not because he's
that
wrong,
is the lamest,
but because he's color.
That's the lamest resolve I've ever heard.
Well, that's what you just said about the
that
president
is the
concerning
lamest
the
conclusion
four black
I've ever
women.
Heard. That was, you have very terrible logic.
But how can you say that then about the president concerning the four black
because
women?
Because
he didn't
that he,
call them a racist. You said because you disagree with his what he said, he's a racist.
No, because I've lived a life, and that's what people who are racist say to minorities, is go back to your country.
So that's what
it says it on
but
the
that's what racists say about white people. If white people disagree, you're racist.
Of course they disagree.
But you're calling him a racist.
They love to say, to tell people to go back from where they're
but
from.
But you're calling him a racist because of that.
Of that and
so
many
that
things
means
that he
you
said.
You're a racist.
No, it doesn't at all.
How it made him a racist then?
For me, judging him off of what he says does not mean that I believe that I am superior to his ethnicity.
Well, why would you call him
because
a racist?
Because you know that's what racism means. It means that a person of a particular ethnicity believes that they are superior to another.
You, a black man, mm-hmm. feel like you're superior to this white man.
That's
who
not
told
what I said.
The people of color to go back to their country. So you're no different. You're a racist too.
That logic literally doesn't make any sense.
Yes, to me it made big sense.
I'm sure to you it makes a lot of sense.
Great big sense.
Uh-huh.
You love white people?
What?
Do you love white people?
I love people.
How about white people?
I love all people.
How about white people?
What do you mean?
I'm just asking, and I understand, and I'm black, I'm slow, so you might not be understanding. You.
Why do you say you're black? You said that's the second time you said that. Why do you keep saying that?
Because you seem not to be understanding what I'm saying, so, and I know I'm, I don't mind being black and slow. I just want to.
But why would you label yourself that? I think the only racist in here is you. You hate yourself.
Do you love white people?
I can't even answer that. It's such a broad question. I don't even know what that means. I can't tell you I love white people because that sounds like a setup question. That's a very strange question.
You don't know what it means to love white people?
I love all people.
How about white?
That includes all.
How about white? I didn't ask about all.
That includes all people.
No, I didn't ask about all.
I do think white people are hilarious.
Do you love them?
Do I love who?
White people, that hilarious white people.
I said I love all people.
How about white people?
I'm not going to narrow it down to all white people because I don't love all white people.
And how are white people hilarious?
Because they're funny.
How are they funny?
I think all cultures are funny. If you look at every ethnicity, every culture, we all are hilarious.
You say you love white people because they're hilarious.
They're hilarious.
In what way?
Maybe, I think it's hilarious how they can make a black man think that he is dumb and slow, and how they can brainwash a black man into believing that his own people are beggars.
So
that's
you,
funny to me.
You think white people made me see myself as black
oh,
and slow?
Oh, absolutely. Didn't you grow up in Jim Crow? How do you live through that and come out like this? What happened to you?
Let me ask.
No, I'm serious. What happened
to
you?
Do you love Jewish people?
Yeah, sure.
See how you said, yes, you're Jewish people, but you couldn't say it about white people. Why not?
Because I can't say, because I know what you're doing, that's why.
What am I doing?
Your whole show is like, this is the problem with a lot
what
of things.
What am I doing?
It's too much setup and too much gotcha questions, too many broad
strokes.
I'm
just asking simple, basic questions. It's not setup, because these are normal question. You and I are conversating.
Here's my.
Why were you able to say yes? I love Jewish
here's
people.
Here's my final
but
question.
Say white people.
Here's my final answer. 21 questions. I love all people. Period.
But why were you able to say yes? I love Jewish people, but you couldn't say yes? I love white people.
I don't know. Probably because I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
I'm just not giving you a soundbite.
What?
I'm just not giving you a soundbite.
So why did you give me a soundbite about the Jews?
Because Jews are awesome.
But white people not.
Aren't Jews kind of considered white oftentimes too?
But white people not. Are you in favor of any kind of affirmative action for black people?
Yes. Yes.
How about reparations?
Reparations is trickier. I will say this. I'm not sure about reparations only because I'm not sure what that would look like. And also, I believe at this point giving. Well, there's just so many mechanics, but I wouldn't know how it would work. How do you? I think it would be messy trying to figure out who's descendant of who and who gets this amount of money, who gets this much land, who gets this. I think if there's any reparations, maybe it can be different or more or given in a more effective way than what was initially promised, which was 40 acres and a mule. There's ways to help a community without dishing out lump sums of money. I think there's better ways to do that. So it's a complicated topic, that is. I think reparations is a tricky one.
Does affirmative action make black people better or worse?
Once again, there's a duality to everything. I think there's aspects of it that are helpful, and I think there's aspects of it that probably need some fixing.
Do you think that blacks are smart enough or qualified enough or to build and do for themselves and just not beg for free stuff? Because most of the people around the world, including Americans, are convinced now that black people just don't have it. They're not smart enough.
What Americans?
Because if they were smart enough, they would not want affirmative actions. So like, for example, they beg for everything, and they beg because they say they're black.
Black people beg for
and
everything?
And they claim that they've been enslaved, and none of these people have been enslaved. They know nothing about slavery, right? Except the lies they've been told.
What are the
and
lies?
So once you let them in, they still beg. They want you to lower the test scores. They want you, don't make me have to come to school that much, or don't make me have to be at work. They're still just complaining. And so most people are convinced that blacks are just not in them. So does it make them better or worse for most people to have that impression of them?
Do you write scripts?
I'm sorry?
Do you write scripts?
No, you want me to?
You should, because you're really good at making shit up. Like, you're making up everything on the spot.
No,
and that's
not
pretty good improv.
I'm telling you what.
Because, you know, you're saying, listen to you, you're like, everybody and these people, and they said, and they don't like, and all black, like, you use a lot of generalizations, but you can't back any of it up. So that makes the whole question null and void. Like, what are you saying?
Do they have an embarrassment of knowing that now they beg for a friend of action for everything?
Who's they?
And if you don't give it to the blacks.
Let me hand it back to you. Who's they? Name some.
Does it make it better or worse?
Does what make what make better or worse?
Does it make them better or worse to want affirmative action?
Who's them?
California and New York recently passed the Crown Act, and that's where employees can no longer ban hairstyles like afro and braids and cornrows and dreadlocks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the fact that blacks are now forcing private businesses to hire them with their stuff, you know, those things on their heads, and where the jobs may have a dress style?
I think what was the problem was businesses forcing blacks to try and have hairstyles like other ethnicities that they don't have. They don't have certain hairstyles. They don't have certain hair textures. So to label a certain hairstyle professional because it fits whites or fits whomever, but it doesn't fit a black person's hair who might have locks, who might have twists or braids, that is not forcing people. That's just inequality.
Does a private business have the right to demand what they want? If they own the business, they started the business, they own the business, do they have a right to say, well, here's our dress code, take it or leave it?
I think there's a little bit of truth to that. I think that with individuals is the same as businesses. Like, some individuals, you know, can, you know, do X, Y, and Z. Businesses can do X, Y, and Z. But I think at the same time, that needed to happen, because I've had friends who were fired for having their natural hair. There's a problem there, Jesse, if you can't have your natural hair and you get fired for having natural hair. Now, if it's something outrageous, you got a 10-foot mohawk and it's like a really, you know, conservative golf club, you know, whatever, then there might be some points there. I think, like I said, there's nothing's ever black and white. It's not just don't have natural hair or just, yeah, have any hair you want. Yeah, people do also have to understand, you know, depending on the business, they might not appreciate certain things, but then at the same time, you can't fire a black person for having their natural hair. Our hair is different than a white person's hair, so that needs to be understood going into the door.
When a black go and apply for a job at a white business, and the rules are you can't wear nappy hair, these are our dress code, why would the black even take the job? And if they know they can't, they are not able to follow the dress code.
What's nappy hair?
Afros and...
That's just black hair. I think calling it nappy is just a negative connotation. If you wear an afro...
But my question is, though, why would white blacks even apply for a job in a white private-owned business if they know they don't want to follow the dress code?
Maybe those people love themselves and see what they are and how they exist as fine and don't see a problem applying for that job.
But if it's a private business... And they say, well,
private doesn't mean that you can't have natural hair.
But it means that you can have whatever rules you want. It's your business. So why would the blacks go there and apply?
Maybe, like as I just said, maybe they don't realize that people are going to see their natural hair as a problem,
which they shouldn't. Or is it to accuse white people of being racist so they can force their way in?
Well, a lot of it has been racist.
What has been racist?
I've had friends who have been fired for having natural hair, and it wasn't anything outrageous. They just had like a little afro or whatever, or they had some cornrows.
From private businesses?
I'm sorry?
From private businesses?
What's define private?
A person who own their own company.
I've seen both happen. And in both instances, they didn't have outrageous hair. They just had natural hair.
And was that company wrong for firing them?
I think so, yes.
And did the company say, I'm firing you because you have nappy hair?
They said they were firing them because their hair did not fit the dress code.
And
one person got sued because they said that, but it was not actually in the dress code, so that person won the...
That's why black people do this to white people. They want to sue them and get more free money.
No, they just want equality.
This is why a lot of businesses won't hire black people now, because they either say, well, we don't have any openings, or we'll call you back tomorrow. And I hear it all the time from foreign business people, businessmen, and business people who have grown. They said, Jesse, we just don't hire the black
people. You just be making shit up, don't you?
No, I promise you. They said, Jesse, we just don't hire the black people because we're afraid
that you said don't hire black people.
We're afraid to be sued. We're afraid to be this. I'm not going to do that. I wanted to ask you, why do most black people, or do you believe most black people have a victim mentality?
No.
You don't believe? Why are they begging? And why
are
they?
What are they begging for? You saying they? Who's
affirmative
they?
Affirmative action and reparations begging. Why do you think Kamala Harris and others are offering them free stuff if they didn't know black people feel like victims?
Say it again? What is she offering?
Kamala Harris and all of them are offering black people free stuff. Why are they doing that if they didn't think?
What free stuff? You got to be specific. You can't throw out blanket.
I think we just went over all that.
No, you didn't.
If they didn't know black people had... victim mentality. Had a victim.
If you can't give me specifics, I can't give you an answer. I can't answer a broad, made-up question.
Who's holding black people back now?
You.
I'm holding them back?
Yeah.
In what way?
Because you have a platform. Well, I mean, here's the thing. This is supposed to be a platform. I'm an actor, right? In any scene in a movie, what happens in that scene is supposed to help move the story forward. I think it's a lot like things like this. We as influencers, or as a person like you who does news or talk, whatever... What we do should help move conversation forward. It should help move society forward. All your language, all your made-up statistics, all your made-up questions and assumptions don't help move anything forward. So that's part of the problem, I think, is that with Democrats, Republican, black, white, whoever else, we don't look for solutions. We look to accuse and to argue as opposed to, okay, let's accept some truths about each other. Let's be honest about ourselves and let's talk about the problem. You ask a lot of black or white questions, figuratively and literally. And so things aren't literally just that black and white. Everything that you've asked me, there's always middle grounds. There's left and there's right and there's in betweens. There's too many broad questions for things that are so intricate. So I think that the issue is that we need to be having more conversations that move things forward and not just go in circles with broad, like, oh, let me think of the most gotcha thing I
can. Should it be honest conversation or lies?
You tell me. That's on you. Is on you.
You say we need to move them forward, people forward, mm-hmm. by having conversations. Should the conversations be lies or truth?
What do you think, Jesse?
No,
Peterson?
I'm asking you. What do you?
Well, like,
guess.
What do you?
You're
what
in my
what do you
house.
Think? Huh?
You're in my house.
This
you're
is not
my
your house.
Guest. You are my guest. Should it be lies or truth?
I can't even answer that.
Why not?
Just my substance won't allow me to answer that. Like obvious, like you're filling time at this point. Like obviously any conversation should be about truth. What's the point of talking if it's going to be lies?
So have America been honest with black people all these years?
I'm sorry?
Has America been honest with black people all these years?
Has Americans? Yeah. Or do you mean specifically whites? Because there's
Americans. All American. Because most people don't like blacks today, but all American.
That's once again a blanket statement or question that doesn't serve the entire.
Has America been honest with black people all these years about their situation, black situation?
I don't know what that means. I need specifics.
Has most Americans told black people that it's a lie that you're suffering because of slavery or Jim Crow? Or white racism,
I think that is
but that you're suffering due to the destruction of the family, the lack of moral character, your hatred for yourself and other people. Has America been honest with blacks about that?
Only blacks I know that hate themselves are sitting right in front of me right now. That's number one. Number two, I think the issue is not just honesty, because what it is, you can be honest, you can think you're being honest all day. That just means that is their truth and their perception of what is going on. Doesn't mean it's the truth. It doesn't mean you're being truthful. It just means you're just sharing what you have perceived as your truth.
Are black people suffering because of racism or the lack of moral character and destruction of their family?
I think here's my thing with suffering. I think suffering is an individual thing. I think each individual person can choose or not to choose to suffer. I think also each individual person can choose to speak up when there's injustice or inequality. So just because someone speaks up about inequality, which is real, does not mean that they're begging or that they are asking for handouts. It means that they're pointing out inequality, as simple as that.
Racism is an illusion, it's not real.
Explain that to me.
It's a made up lie in order to control the blacks. And it was made up by the Democratic Party, by the so-called civil rights leaders. They started this whole crap with the civil rights movement because prior to that, black people thought for themselves, they did for themselves, they got married, they didn't blame white people for their issue, they bought land, they owned businesses, they became professionals. And as soon as this so-called civil rights movement started, they gave all that up for the lie. They believed in the Jacksons and the people.
You know the definition of racism?
In the civil rights movement, they have not recovered.
Do you know the definition of racism?
In the Democratic Party, they have not recovered.
This is.
Do you agree?
No. No. Racism means to think that that your people, that your ethnicity, that your culture is superior to another. That's not a lie. There are people walking this earth that literally think that they are superior to another culture, to another ethnicity. So you can't
say. Are you talking about Louis Farrakhan?
No, I'm talking about like the history of this world.
Are you talking
Everyone is capable of being racist. Everybody. So because it's a thought pattern of thinking you're superior. If that's
so, Louis Farrakhan is a racist?
I don't know him.
You do know Louis Farrakhan.
I don't know him.
You ever heard him speak?
I don't really listen to him, no.
You never heard Louis Farrakhan speak?
A little bit, yeah.
Is he racist?
I don't know. I have not heard him say racist things. I have not. Don't listen to him like that.
When he called the Jews blood-sucking Jews and blue-eyed white devils, is that racism?
Blood-sucking Jews. I think that's terrible.
How about blue-eyed white devils? Is that racism?
That's not words I would choose either now.
Is that a racism for him to do that?
But what's the point?
Is that racism?
I just said that, that's not cool.
Are you saying, yes, Louis Farrakhan is a racist?
No, I can't say that. I don't know him, but I think that language is terrible.
How come you know when white people are racist, but you don't know when the Jews or anybody else, white people?
Because I don't label all white people, number one. I don't label any large group of people, number one.
You are labeling white people.
No, I'm not.
You don't love them?
I didn't say that either.
You say you didn't love them?
Jesse, you have on a shirt that says stop having sex outside of wedlock. Don't talk to me about like morals or integrity.
Do you believe that?
No. We're not doing
that. Do you believe that? Great shirt.
Huh?
Great shirt.
How many kids you have?
I have one son.
And you had them. And you had them all out of wedlock.
I had one out of wedlock.
Right. So you can't have a show try to
that's when I
appear to be morally correct
wrong.
And preach.
But let me ask: are you a Christian?
Yes.
And you say yes? You believe human beings are in a fallen state?
No.
How do you deal with your inner conflict?
Which one?
The ones you have. When you have them, how do you deal with them?
Why?
Why what?
I'm just trying to figure out where this is going.
No, just we want to. You're my guest, and you're here to help. How do you deal, as a Christian, as a Christian, how do you deal with your inner conflict?
You love broad questions. Prayer. Meditation.
I know what prayer can do.
I'd really not like to hear you sing. Just cut that out.
So you deal with your inner conflict with prayer and what else?
Oh, God. Prayer. Truthfulness with myself. Truthfulness with others. Patience. Tolerance. I don't really like the word tolerance because it sounds like you're tolerating somebody, but acceptance. Those are ways.
Is it possible to overcome inner conflict?
Of course. Or at least, I mean, for the most part, there's things that some people struggle with their entire life, but I think for the most part, we can conquer most of our, you know, internal struggles.
Do you have perfect peace?
No.
You know, you sin?
Of course I do.
As a Christian, you sin?
Well, yeah, of course.
Were you sinning before you became a Christian?
Well, yeah.
And then after you became a Christian, you were still sinning?
Everyone sins.
No, you. You still sinning after you became a Christian.
What do you mean? See, you're going, once again, you're going after something. See, you're very easy to figure out. You do a setup question to try to point something out, and it just doesn't work.
Amazing. I don't understand why we're just having a conversation. We're trying to help the lost.
No, but
so you're saying
I see you. You understand that, right?
What do you see?
I see you.
What do you see?
You set up questions to go somewhere, but they don't actually do anything. You're just
trying
to get...
Because you won't answer them.
Because you're going for sound bites.
No, I'm not going for sound bites.
So what's the point of your question?
To help.
What are you helping?
To help.
No, you ain't helping.
To help the children.
What children?
No. And the women.
I get this nagging suspicion you shouldn't be around children.
So let me ask. So you sinned before you became a Christian, and you sinned after you became a Christian, right?
There's no perfect person walking this earth. Everyone sins. So
where
are you going?
Once you became a Christian, nothing changed?
Of course things change.
And what changed once you became a Christian if you're still sinning?
Do you understand how things work, like in general? I know you say that you're black and slow, but I'm starting to believe you a little bit.
No, I am. Believe me,
of
all
of course, any person that's not, I mean, every person is flawed. Every person sins, and you can get better and better and better throughout your life. You're still going to do things wrong. So what's your point?
What type of sin do you still do?
No, that's not, I'm not discussing that's personal life.
Where do you get your morality from?
My morality? I try to live by one rule, which is do whatever you want in life as long as it doesn't hurt other people. So if I wouldn't appreciate something, I try myself to not do it.
When you say acceptance, you say something like that.
Acceptance.
What does that mean?
It means that for the marginalized, downtrodden people of this country, of the world, really, instead of looking at the racist or judgmental things that they are often subjected to, accepting people for how they are, as long as that way that they are is not hurting other people.
It's so amazing, man. One other thing I got to ask you, then I got to put you on the hot seat. So you recently tweeted, we got whole humans, including children locked up in Trump's concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Read it again. It's pretty self-explanatory.
We got whole humans, mm-hmm. including children, locked up in Trump's concentration camp. What do you mean by that?
Yes. It means that we have whole humans locked up in Trump's concentration camps.
Who are you referring to?
I'm talking about the immigrants.
The illegal aliens?
Yeah.
And did you feel that way when Obama had them locked up too?
No, because it wasn't like this.
Obama started that. The camp was already there.
No, I'm aware of that whole thing that Republicans tried to do.
No, he did it too.
It was not nearly.
There's more there now than what Obama did. But did you feel the same
Obama
way
didn't lock people
Obama
up like that.
Whole humans, including women and children, locked up.
You have kids being abused, Jesse Lee Peterson. No, there's babies and kids being sexually abused. There's people not eating, being fed. It's one thing.
That's not true. That's a lie. That's not true.
It's very true.
You've been down there?
I've seen the video.
Have you gone to the border?
No, have you?
I've gone to the border.
And what did you see?
So let me ask you.
No, don't ask me anything else. What did you see?
I didn't see what human beings starving and can't eat.
You would have to be a plum fool to think that that's not happening.
The person that drank out of the toilet water that stupid woman, Cortez mentioned. That woman did that voluntarily. She didn't know how to work the faucet thing, so she drank the water herself.
You really believe that?
She said it.
I think you've been drinking something else yourself.
But let me ask you this. It was said that she did for real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but let me ask you this. Did you vote for Obama?
Yeah.
Are you a Democrat?
Yeah.
Are you a liberal?
Yeah.
Beta, How did you become a leader? A liberal.
A what?
A liberal.
What do you mean?
Real men are not liberals.
Okay.
Did you know that?
And then, so then what does that make you?
Conservative.
And that makes you a real man?
Alpha male. So are you for the wall going up?
You're a strange person.
Are you for the big, beautiful wall
no,
going up?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because it just sends the wrong message. I think also, too, it's a waste of time and money. There's bigger, more important issues in this country. The amount of crime that's being touted as what's coming through the borders with the immigrants is so minute in comparison to what's actually happening in this country. Who's the actual terrorist in this country?
The illegal aliens.
No.
The Muslims.
No.
The Mexicans?
It's white men by actual numbers. Oh, those are the biggest terrorists in this country.
So the black are black people who died in Chicago, killing each other every day. Terrorism, those are white people killing them?
No, that is just crime in their neighborhoods.
Oh, that's just crime.
No, I'm not saying it's okay.
That's amazing.
No, but by the numbers. We're doing this whole campaign.
No, that's just crime.
Jesse.
What?
Doesn't work like that. You have people that by the numbers, real terrorism in this country, it's just facts, it's coming from white men. Now that means there's another problem that needs to be addressed, and that doesn't mean building walls or kicking out white people. It means there's something going on that needs to be looked at, and we're doing this. Trump is ruling by fear, not love.
So when black people go and kill white people,
what does that have to do with what I'm saying?
Break into their businesses, break into their homes, and kill them.
That's not a thing.
That's a thing.
Black people going into white people's homes and killing them.
Yeah, is that terrorism?
Has that been the overall arching problem in this country?
Is that terrorism?
Is
that terrorism?
No.
Amazing.
No.
So let me ask, the illegal aliens are coming into the country and they are affecting the whole country in a negative way. But they are affecting black people first and foremost by running them out of their communities, gang violence and things like that. They are overcrowding the public school system.
You realize you're making up a lot of things.
I've seen this my own. I've been doing this for 29 years.
Okay.
And they're overcrowding.
You're still making up things.
They're taking the jobs from the blacks, low paying jobs, day labor work.
Mm.
Does it bother you that blacks are being hurt first and foremost by the illegal aliens?
No, the only thing that bothers me is this interview, because you've literally not asked one substantial question.
You said that doesn't bother you that they're affecting blacks first and
foremost? No, what I said is that this interview bothers me because you have not asked one substantial question.
Are you bothered by the blacks are being affected first and foremost?
What?
Are you bothered at all that the blacks are being affected first and foremost by the illegal aliens?
No, because I don't believe that to be a thing. I think it's something you just made up.
Hot seat time. I think it's time for me to heat up this interview. And so what I need you to do is just answer the questions. Just ask. I'm going to shoot them out. And you, Jimmy, just one answer is fine. Mm-hmm. One word response or whatever, right?
Mm.
The hot seat.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is radical feminist a force for good or evil?
Blanket question.
Would you marry a white woman?
Blanket question. I'm with someone who I'm planning to marry, so.
Is she white?
No.
She's not white?
No.
So would you marry a white woman?
You did not just hear what I just said?
You said you
I can't someone. Hypothesize something when I'm with somebody.
I mean, like, would you
I would marry the woman I'm with. Next question.
Is it a good idea to make America great again?
When was it not great?
Would you march in a pride parade?
What reason would I have to be in a pride parade?
Would you march in a pride parade?
I just answered your question.
Is Kathleen Griffin funny?
I don't know.
Would you celebrate White History Month with me? This July is White History Month. Would you celebrate White History Month with me?
No.
Who is classier, Ivana Trump or Rosie O'Donnell?
I can't even process that.
Would you rather live under Sharia law or constitutionalist law?
Constitutional.
Did Obama clean up the swamp or make it dirtier?
He was in the White House, not a swamp.
Amazing.
I gotta go.
Let me ask. Thank you for coming.
Uh-huh.
Is there announcements where you're gonna perform or anything you're selling that you want to make known?
Yeah. Be good people. Be kind to others. Do right by others. And don't judge. and make shit up. That's it.
And my final question, did you have fun?
Yeah, three final questions.
Did you have fun?
No.
You didn't have fun?
Not at all.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you for coming, man.
All right, man.
And thank you all for tuning in. Let me hear from you. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, and sign in. And don't forget, don't have sex out of wedlock.
Like he did.
Stop having sex out of wedlock, all right? And we have merch, all kinds of merchandise and stuff on thefallenstate.tv. Don't forget to support us.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Dylan Volk, the author of Bad Choices Make Good Stories. My life with autism. Do you realize that you're very, 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 very honest about yourself?
So what are they like in other bottles?
They tell you a little bit about themselves, but they don't tell you the whole deal.
For a while, my interest was black people.
Have you ever gotten into your whiteness?
Well, technically, I'm Jewish. Yeah, no, I'm talking about we pop bottles in the club, bruh.
And you write about gay guys and blonde hair.
I looked really good. I was using Crest 3D. I also had a convertible at the time, and I would drive around blasting Lady Gaga all the way up. They were telling me, Dylan, it's okay if you're gay. And I was like, okay. Is it okay if I'm straight? Is that okay? And I also like Madonna and Britney Spears.
Would you ever get plastic surgery?
Yes.
You would get plastic surgery?
Yeah. Also, I forgot to mention, my book is the first book with emojis.
That's all that I Mamma mia, si, senor, I'm twisting.
Amazing.
And that's all that. Mamma mia, si, senor, I'm twisting.
Amazing. Interesting. Amazing. Whoa, that's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Sure is.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.